Tonight we're going to just go briefly to Ephesians, and I want to look at chapter 3. There's another prayer in Ephesians chapter 3 that I think is timely, because God isn't done yet. He's not finished, okay? He's still got things to do, and we still have good things to do. But there's this really cool prayer, and I'm going to read it out of the New King James Version. And by the way, thank you, George, and thank you, Wally, for sharing those testimonies, because I think it's really powerful and really important for us to keep hearing those things about how God is working. And you know, we minister in situations and see great results and fruit, and then we see results and fruit in our own lives, in our own walk. But starting at verse 14, I'm reading again from the New King James Version. Here it goes. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you. Well, let's just make that personal. That he would grant me. He would grant you. You, George. You, Leslie. You, Wally. You, whomever it is. Timothy. That he would grant us, according to the riches of his glory, here it is, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit, where? In the inner man. In the inner man. The inner man. That's that man that was created within you at the time of the new birth. It's that Holy Spirit man. The old man, dead, buried, gone. We don't want anything to do with that guy. We want to strengthen the inner man. And I cannot think of one greater tool and resource that we have than to speak in tongues and to strengthen and build up, because it's his to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. Side note, that goes beyond three dimensions. That's four dimensional. Width, length, depth, and height. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, that's a pretty rich section, wouldn't you agree? There's a lot of things going on in there. And yet, it kind of culminates in the next verse, verse 20, which I think these two testimonies have just testified to the faithfulness of God to his word, because it says, now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Now, that's got to be some kind of figure of speech. I couldn't tell you what. Exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And what happens? To him be the glory. Right? To him be the glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations forever and ever. Now unto him. Him. That's God Almighty, our Father. He is able. Oh, well, he's able. He's able. He is able. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Or even imagine, according to the power that works in us. And to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. And I am just so stoked to see the hand of God and God's ability working in situations. And there are countless situations where these types of testimonies are going on. We all have our own testimonies that we could share. And sometimes that is the greatest thing to share, is that we just learn to tell our own story the best way we know how, about how God intervened in our life, our situation, because we were lost, we were dead, even if you weren't a drug addict or an alcoholic or whatever the thing was. Doesn't matter. Those aren't qualifications to have to be a Christian. But wherever we were, we needed God, because there, without God, there was no hope. But once we got it, this becomes the heart of what we are a part of, that we can be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Because Christ is in there, and our desire is to be rooted and grounded in love so that we can be able to comprehend with all the saints this four-dimensional thing, and to know the love of Christ. And in that context, here sits this verse like a diamond. And we're hearing testimonies of a God who works exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Because you know what? We in our own self and our own strength, we aren't capable of this. So let's just give it over to God. Let's just give it up and let Him who is able, let Him do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Because it's that power, that Spirit, that inner man, that creation that is working in us. And end result, to God be the glory. Great things He hath done. Amen. To Him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. God, You're so good. You're so kind. You're so amazing. Thank You that we are in the right place at the right time today, Father, and that You know us by name. You know every hair on our head, and there's nothing too difficult for You. Nothing. And so we want to move forward in our hearts and in our thoughts and in our believing, Father, claiming who we rightfully are as Your children, and that we don't have to prove anything. We just want to access and appropriate all the things that have already been given to us, Father, that we can testify at all times that You're working exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or even think, according to that power that works in us. And we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior and Master, Jesus Christ. Amen.